everybody, and welcome to episode 44 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I hope you're having a fantastic day and finding some time to smell the roses, so to speak, and just enjoy what's happening around you. Today we're going to be talking about five different sites that feature a variety of different ideas that I'd like to share with you. We're going to visit How to Teach Kids to Be Kind, Physics Central, iCivics, BookBoon.com, and Instructables. It is really a lot of fun to be able to go around the internet and find resources that I can share with you. So I certainly hope that you enjoy listening to the different ideas that are there, and I hope they've been actually helping you in the classroom and helping you be able to integrate some technology into your curriculum. Let's get started. The first site that I'd like to share with you is more of a blog. It's called How to Teach Kids to Be Kind. Have you ever noticed that our news tends to kind of focus around the negative, and people tend to lean toward the negative rather than realizing, hey, there's a whole lot more power in positive. This site is really helping to refocus our thoughts on how to be kind. You can get to the site by going to www.help2-blog/how-to-teach-kids-2-be-kind.html. When you arrive at the site, you are able to see some recommendations that the authors of the site at Help Teaching are recommending. Examples are modeling kindness, offering positive praise, thinking about kindness, providing opportunities to be kind, which actually is a great way to be able to teach. It's all laid out really, really nicely for you. It also features some additional posts and resources along the right window to help guide you a little bit more in your efforts to teach how to be positive and how to be kind. I wholeheartedly recommend visiting here because I never think it's ever too much to ask to be kind and to be positive. I give How to Teach Kids to Be Kind 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. When you go to physicscentral.com/explore/comics, you arrive at a site that features some free comic books about the hero Spectra, these are really fun. I have a soft spot in my heart for comic books. I absolutely love comics. And you can go here and you can actually read 9 free online comics. They have a very positive thing. They're quite educational. They lean toward science. That's why it's by Physics Central. And they're just very engaging. And you know, you may have those students in your classroom who a regular textbook just plain doesn't get through to them. This is your opportunity to be able to help that student learn through the visual and the reading concepts of a comic book. The comics are free. You can enjoy those. The artwork is very, very good for comic books, and they are online. So enjoy going to Physics Central and looking at some comic books that could help benefit your science classroom. I give Physics Central 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. iCivics.org is a wonderful website for learning about our government. When you arrive at the site, you have a choice of 3 areas that you can choose from. You can play civics, where you could run for president, pass new laws, or argue real cases. That's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun inside of that one. You can be the president. Do you have any idea what it takes to run the country? Well, you can play executive command and you can find out. Also, there are some free resources, tools, and support for informed and engaging civics learning. You do get a free account when you come over to the site, which I recommend getting that free account because it's what opens up a lot of items, especially the free resources. But if you're a social studies teacher or a civics teacher or government teacher, this is a wonderful way to engage your students in the learning process of how our government works and what it takes to be someone who leads our country, particularly being the president. I give iCivics.org 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. BookBoon Textbooks.com is a great site for where you can download some free textbooks. The choices of the categories for downloading books are accounting, career and study advice, economics and finance, engineering, IT and programming, languages, marketing and law, natural sciences, statistics and mathematics, and strategy and management. There's also a premium plan where you can download more, but I found that the free textbooks were quite engaging. Since I'm a person who works in the instructional technology field, I went to the IT programming and computer science books just to see how easy is it to download. I was able to download the books. I did have to use my email account and be able to verify my email account to download the books, but they're typically shorter books and they have great content inside of the books that addresses exactly what the book says it's about. For instance, some of the books that I could have downloaded would have been Automation and Robotics and Introduction to Adobe Photoshop, Microsoft Office Excel 2007. A little on the old side, but hey, some of us still use 2007. You can download those books. They very, very nice PDFs that get downloaded. I think you would really quite enjoy being able to look at these books. And hey, you can get them for free. Never hurts to expand your knowledge that way. Again, the site is bookboon.com. I give bookboon.com 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A quite enjoyable site to go to is called instructables.com. At Instructables, it's doing exactly what it says. It's instructing you on how to do things. For instance, they have classes on the table saw, LEDs and lighting, the science of baking. That sounds really good right now. Some of the featured products that they have available are like how to hand cut dovetails faster, Logan wall art made out of pallet wood, you know, Logan from the X-Men, crusty French baguette, you can go through there, or an air purifier with variable speed fan and HEPA filter. See, there's all kinds of things on here. I'm barely even scratching the surface of this. The quality of the product is very, very good. You do have to sign up for most of these to be able to participate in what's there. But again, that's not bad because they do have it for free. There are places in this site where you do sign up and you can pay to take the classes. That's up to you. I just want to provide this to you so you know that you have a resource on how you're able to share what you can make with the rest of the world. Again, that's Instructables, found at Instructables.com. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That wraps up another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim, everybody. Take care, love life, and be a fantastic person. Talk to you later. Bye.